Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. I hope you'll check it out. You got to, regardless of what you got on your mind, from Alpha to Omega under the Small Business Sun, we got something that will help you there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, while you're there. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage, too. We want to know what you think. We ask a different question every week. Having a great visit with our good friend, my good friend, your new friend, Sabrina Parsons, the CEO of Palo Alto Software, and also, now you got a blog at mommyceo.org, is that right, Sabrina?
That's correct, yep,
mommyceo.org. So you were talking in the previous segment about being a CEO and being a mom, and we talked about the family business. So if people, if especially ladies, would like to read about your experiences as a mommy CEO, is that what they find there?
That's what they do. It's a mix of business and, you know, life balance and just, you know, my life, what I encounter trying to run a company and raise a family.
Trying to have it all, right?
Trying.
You can have, I think what I got from you in the last segment, I'm going to move on to marketing in a second, but I want to ask you one thing. What I heard you say was you can have it all, but you can't expect to do it all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Would that be a way to put it in a nutshell?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's move on. I want to talk about marketing. One of the things that I've said for 1,000 times in the last 13 and a half years, Sabrina, is that the two areas that small business owners need the most help in is human resources. We're just not good at that because we don't have the training. And the other one is marketing because, again, we just don't have the experience. And mostly because we don't budget for marketing. And marketing and sales development, those two things are the things as important as all those are, sales development, marketing, and human resources, as important as they are, we're just not that good at it. And the good news is that in the 21st century, there are tools that have been developed. You guys have developed them. Other people have as well, to help small business owners do a better job of managing, planning, and executing their marketing and their sales development, don't they?
Exactly. And you know, I think you're so right to say that. People are just, they're afraid of marketing. And you know, I was listening to Sam Richter. I know him. I think his book is fantastic.
Sam's a great
really
guy.
Helped.
Just on before you, yeah.
Yeah, and really, you know, focuses on how you can, you know, improve on cold calling and sales. And yeah, I think people want to know, you say marketing, and I can see small businesses' eyes glaze over, and, you know, they don't feel confident in it. And marketing, really, what it's about is reaching your customer and understanding your customer.
Right.
And when you say that to a small business, all of a sudden they go, okay, tell me more. How do I do that? Don't tell me about this marketing stuff. Tell me how to reach my customer and how to understand them so that they buy what I have.
Now, I know one of the things that that you guys have been doing, of course, Tim wrote has been doing marketing. You had Marketing Pro years ago, but you guys have a new product out right now at Palo Alto on marketing, don't you?
We do, and it's actually a product that we're really excited about. We really listen to our customers and the people who bought our Marketing Plan Pro product and, you know, understood what they liked about it, what they thought was missing, and we have come up with a product called Sales and Marketing Pro. You can still do strategic marketing planning in it, but we really listen that people are scared of advertising and marketing and sales. So we've put together the product, and it's a tool to really help somebody do some simple sales planning and really walk them through that so that they understand and they have a goal and a plan. And that's really important. If you have a goal that you can reach and you've planned, this is my sales plan, it really helps you focus in and get to that goal. And
does this have forecasting structure in it?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I thought it did. Folks, this is so, Sabrina, this is such an important point. And I've seen what you've got here, and I was pretty sure it had forecasting. Folks, this thing, Sabrina, this forecasting thing is one of the things that small business owners just don't do enough of. And if I could give them, you know, all the other things that they need to be working on, if I could give them one thing that I made sure that they did every week, every month, it would be to get comfortable with and good at forecasting. Because otherwise, if you're not forecasting where your business is going to come from, even if you're in retail, even if you're on Main Street, not just B2B, B2B folks have to forecast, but you're not going to make it. But even in retail, if you can't learn how to forecast, you're just wandering around blind, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of like, you know, out to sea, just bobbing along with no direction. And I think, you know, if you really think about that and think that that's, you know, you need direction. Your business needs that focus. And you need to know, where do I need to get to with this business? And forecasting your sales is a fantastic way to do that. The Sales and Marketing Pro product also, beyond that, really, it helps people forecast sales so you can increase your sales, but it also helps you find customers and understand your customers. And that's what I was saying a little bit earlier, that's all marketing really is. It's just a fancy word for finding your customers.
Go ahead.
People just, they want to feel a little bit more comfortable about, how does that work? You know, tell me a little bit more about this, you know, social media stuff going on. Where do I find customers there? Everybody tells me I should be on Facebook, I should be on Twitter, am I on LinkedIn? So we've really taken beyond that marketing planning. We've really added some features to help somebody understand more simply this idea of, how do I find my customers?
Sabrina,
where do I find them?
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. PaloAlto.com is their website, by the way, folks. And also bplans.com. I like telling you about that education site. Tintail, right back. When we come back, Sabrina and I are going to talk about the pipeline.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.